The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL FM 97.9 and chapelburra.com. We have with us today a guest from all the way out on the West Coast from the Seattle area, Eli West. Hey, Eli.
Hey, Art, how's it going?
Great. Good to have you on the Art Spot today. Eli and his partner, Kahalen Morrison, will be making their Art Center debut in Carrboro Thursday, January 23rd at 8 p.m. with local band Bevel Summers opening for Kahalen and Eli, and I'm really excited to have them at the Art Center. I have been admirers of their music since their first CD came out and have played it many times on my old-time show in community radio. Looking forward to a new album very shortly. I'll swing my hammer with both hands. And still grooving on the last one, Our Lady of the Tall Trees, and we'll hear some music from that CD very shortly. But right now, I want to hear a little bit about how Kahalen and Eli met each other and came to make such marvelous, intricate music that totally sounds like y'all. There's nobody else who exactly sounds like Kahalen Morrison and Eli West.
Yeah, I guess that's true. We've found our strange little brand of folk music, and we're exploiting every corner of it. So Kahalen is originally from New Mexico and moved up to Seattle, Washington, where I live. And we had a mutual friend who is actually a DJ himself on the bluegrass DJ on an NPR affiliate in Eastern Washington, KPBX in Spokane. His name's Kevin Brown, and he thought it would be wise to put us in the same room and see what happened. And we played some tunes, and then things just kind of grew out of that.
Well, they certainly have grown beautifully. The Holy Coming of the Storm CD really knocked my hat in the creek, and the music got even better on the next one. It's just the two of you and your instruments, bouzouki, mandolin, guitar, and banjo, and your two voices and the songs and tunes y'all compose, yet it sounds like a whole world full of voices and instruments. And it's so deep and intricate with such clear textures and moods that speak to the emotion of even the most passive listener. It's really brilliant what you and Kahalen do together.
Thanks. You can send us the bill for the hat in the creek, too. Yeah, it's been fun, and I guess we're three albums deep now, and almost 4 years of doing this, and each record is kind of its own territory, and they're not really competing with each other in that we have kind of evolved our sound in the interim between each record, which feels pretty good.
Yes, indeed. Now, is this going to be your first performance in North Carolina?
You know, we've been to Asheville maybe twice, and I think we played the Evening Muse in Charlotte. That would have been quite a while ago. But definitely our first time to Carrboro and kind of that area of North Carolina. We both have a big spot for your state, though, and love making our way that way.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you at the Art Center in Carrboro on Thursday the 23rd, and the old-time string band revival so much began right around here more than 40 years ago. We do watch he listens to all the great music coming out of Portland and Seattle, which is sort of the locus of the 21st century old-time string band world, with so much great music coming out of it. And speaking of great music, I want the listeners to hear some of the great music that you and Kahalen make. So let's hear from Kahalen Morrison and Eli West, A Lady Does Not Often Falter, from their Our Lady of the Tall Tree CD. You want to tell us a bit about this one before we enjoy it?
Yeah, this one is a bit of a kind of an English ballad tradition of kind of seafaring themes, and this is about a whaler's wife and her anticipation of him returning, I guess.
Very good. A Lady Does Not Often Falter, from Cahalen Morrison and Eli West.
Across the old mill moor, dead fool song was singing by the darkness of that now new moon. To her lover's guise was tightly clinging. Oh, go run, go run your troubles down. Go run down to the water by the city fair and the ocean fears. A lady does not often falter. Sconset rose. There runs she now of bleeding, and the trail is kept by the way she moves. To her lover's touch is dire needing. Although starched your apron may now be, so it'll lose its shape in the water, but go swimming thee to the anchor most near. Lady does not often falter.
Back on the Art Spot with Eli West of Cahalen Morrison and Eli West, coming to the Art Center on Thursday, January 23rd. And if you want more information about that 8 p.m. show with Bevel Summers opening, just call 919-929-2787 or go to artcenterlive.org. Before the break, we heard A Lady Does Not Often Falter from Cahalen and Eli's second album, Our Lady of the Tall Trees. Now, y'all are just about ready to release a new CD, I'll Swing My Hammer with Both My Hands. Tell us a little about the new project and how it came to be.
Yeah, it just felt like kind of the natural timing of having enough tunes ready for a new record. It's been about maybe 14 months since previous release, and we had a lot of fun in the studio with the help of a guy named Tim O'Brien, who we both listened to a ton in the past.
And,
yeah, he's kind of an institution for our corner of music, and he was a ton of fun to hang out with, and a lot of help as well. So we also were joined by two fiddlers, Brittany Haas, great fiddler out of kind of the Boston area, and Ryan Dricky, another fiddler from the New York area. So that was kind of the easiest way, or not, I don't want to say easiest, but most creative way to differentiate this record was including twin fiddles, which is kind of something that clearly Cahalen and I can't provide. So it's a nice way to kind of augment the sound.
Yeah, that should be really exciting. I'm looking even more forward to hearing the album, and I was looking forward to it already. That's really exciting. And Tim O'Brien's a good friend who plays around the triangle pretty often. So it'll be great to hear his work with you. And you've had so many fine producers on your previous work. Matt Flinner on the album before that, another fabulous musician who was at the Arts Center last summer. So it's sort of all in the family here, and why it's so natural and why I wanted to bring you to Carver, and had been bugging your agent for some time. So I'm really glad that your routing finally worked out for us.
Yeah, that's great. We're excited too.
Yeah. So will this be one of your most extensive visits to the East Coast that you're on right now?
We're doing 3 weeks out here. We started up in Vermont and barely escaped the hassle of the Detroit airport with the polar vortex coming down.
Yes.
But we barely got in, and we're heading south. We just spent 2 days in New York City, and we're actually doing a little northern leg up to Boston and Portland, Maine, and then we'll head your way starting, Friday. Kind of 3 weeks in total and not much downtime. A lot of driving.
I noticed that in your schedule, Eli. It is pretty demanding trip, and better you than I, because road will be pretty hard on me.
I think we're professional drivers and flyers, and we just play some music here and there.
Well, that's the old story. You pay the musicians to travel. They play the music for free. There is some truth to that. And speaking of music, I wanted folks to hear the leadoff cut from Our Lady of the Tall Trees, Stone to Sand. So if you would set that up for us, please, Eli, folks will enjoy another cut from Gehalen Morrison and Eli West.
Sure thing, yeah. This is maybe the highest energy song on the record, and we thought it fitting to stick it up front. This record is just the two of us, so this leaves maybe more room for us to step on each other's toes and mess with timing and, use kind of interplay as a musical tool.
Very good. Stone to Sand by Gehalen Morrison and Eli West.
Out of the hillside, straight from the core, with a loud silence, my heart it did proclaim right from the start. The sky, she's a menace, but the river, she rolls free, turning stone to sand and wind to wave. It says it has to be. The sky, she rolls on endless, but the river flows confined, bringing current to the world. Stillness to the mind. So as I comb this country bare, my lady hides in the thick air. Searches so she's a menace, but the river she rolls free, turning stone to sand and wind to wave. It says it has to be. The sky she rolls on endless, but the river flows confined, bringing current to the world and the stillness to the mind. Thank you. if those techniques to west I stitch across a watery breast. Just as the sea swallows the stars, a memory fades to what was ours. The sky, she's a menace, but the river, she rolls free. Turning stone to sand and wind to wave, it says it has to be. The sky, she rolls on endless, but the river flows confined. Bringing current to the world and a stillness to the mind.
We're back on the Art Spot on WCHL and ChapelBurra.com, visiting with Eli West of the Seattle duo Kahalen Morrison and Eli West, making their Triangle Area debut at the Art Center in Carrboro on Thursday, January 23rd, for an 8 p.m. show with local faves Bevel Summers, a band some of whose members are instructors at the Arts Center. All that happened Thursday, January 23rd, 919-929-2787 or artcenterlive.org. Been talking a lot about the beautiful, intricate music y'all make together and how Eli and Kahalen got to know each other. What are your dreams and aspirations going forward with this fabulous music the two of you make?
Yeah, that's a big open-ended question. I feel like being a musician is kind of just being in the service industry and kind of getting up every day and doing it. So, maybe at the expense of the long vision, adhering to kind of the trade and playing out and trying to make good music. And we're three records deep, and we're kind of at the point where we spend a lot of time together and find value in other projects these days just to keep it fresh. So I'm jumping on board with two other projects, and Kahalen has a country band as well. So diversity is good in the creative world, especially when there's just two of you and there's not a third person to take sides, you know. So,
yes.
Keeping it fresh.
Indeed. And I think seems like everybody in 21st century has a main band and two or three side projects. That's just seems to be normal today instead of unusual like it was 30 or 40 years ago.
Right. But,
we'll look forward to hearing music from you and Kahalen in other formats, as well as Kahalen Morrison and Eli West together on the new album, I'll Swing My Hammer with Both My Hands, and at the Arts Center with Bevel Summers opening on Thursday, January 23rd at 8 p.m., artcenterlive.org. Thanks for being with us today, Eli, and we'll look forward to seeing you Thursday.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care.
You too.